The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On leaving the synagogue, Jesus went with James and John straight to the house of Simon and Andrew. Now Simon's mother-in-law had gone to bed with fever, and they told him about her straight away. He went to her, took her by the hand, and helped her up. And the fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening, after sunset, they brought to him all who were sick and those who were possessed by devils. The whole town came crowding round the door, and he cured many who were suffering from diseases of one kind or another. He also cast out many devils, but he would not allow them to speak because they knew who he was. In the morning, long before dawn, he got up and left the house and went off to a lonely place and prayed there. Simon and his companions set out in search of him, and when they found him, they said, "Everybody is looking for you." He answered, "Let us go elsewhere, to the neighboring country towns, so that I can preach there too, because that is why I came." And he went all through Galilee, preaching in their synagogues, and casting out devils. The Gospel of the Lord. Your parents know that little word, why? Because their children from an early age start asking mum, dad, why this, why that, why the other. We start questioning why about life very early on. But it's something that continues through life too. And we have these days the University of the Third Age, but it's all to answer those questions, why? I suppose it's because we're never too old to learn. And perhaps one of the biggest whys that we all face in life comes from our book of Job, that sort of suffering. The whole book really is about suffering, but I think we can all resonate with that passage we had this morning, when whether we're ill, whether we're disturbed, whether we're upset, sort of lying awake in the night, longing for morning, or during the day, tired out and longing for bedtime. What life soon teaches us, what Job was to discover, that suffering is indiscriminate. It comes to the poor, to the rich. It comes to the young, it comes to the old. And always remember this, you can buy your care, but you cannot buy your health. Why does it happen? Why me? Sometimes we have to say, why not me? And in a way, there's no attempt to answer the question in the gospel, maybe because nobody asked Jesus the question. We don't know why. But what we do see is Jesus spending an immense time and energy bringing healing and comfort to those who are ill or those possessed by spirits. And elsewhere in the Gospels, we know that Jesus is saying it's not a consequence of our own particular sin. It's part, of course, of the sin of the world for which he came. That's part of our fallenness, part of the creation. Always remember those two great words, the creation, God the Creator, praise we are God, with joy we sang at the beginning, but also our great need of a Redeemer because of our fallenness. And part of fallenness is suffering that, of course, we see all around us in so many different ways. Jesus, as the sick sought him out, it's interesting in the gospel, he said he healed many. It didn't say he healed all of them. And just in the same way that those that go on pilgrimage to places, I shall come back to Lourdes, then some have miraculous cures and some are cured, others are not. But there are still miracles there. In fact, Muggeridge always said that every pilgrim is actually a miracle because of our faith in Jesus. But what those people did find, whether they were cured or not, was that when they met Jesus, in his comfort, in his message, that's what they received, comfort and strength. Otherwise, why did so many, the whole town, it says, came clamming round his company? But we never actually solve that problem. It's part of the mystery. We're still growing, as you keep reminding you, growing in the mystery that we celebrated, the incarnation. And I'm always mindful that Cardinal Hume left us three books. Well, he left many more, but three in particular. One was the mystery of the incarnation that we celebrated. This, and now we're beginning to see this word becoming flesh, opening his ministry, going around preaching throughout Galilee, teaching, healing, casting out devils. We're seeing the Lord there. But the other book he gave us was the mystery of the cross. And one of the chapters is why, when we're faced with all that. And what he's directing us to is the face of Jesus, the behavior of Jesus when he sees suffering. His first reaction is always to bring comfort and healing. And he often says to them, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." But he also never forgot that he was chief in sort of concern was to bring people's attention to the kingdom. And preaching was very much part of that. Probably when we're faced with suffering, either our own or those that we our loved ones, there's always a temptation, once we've looked at the question why and can't always work it out, that sense of disillusionment, even despair, when we're faced with that. Human experience says we can't always rationalize why. I should be inviting you again, as we did last week, to sign that petition, if you haven't already done so, for Mercedes Kerner, who died at 23 of cancer of the cervix. And why I go to visit someone who's 101 and she's full of life and beans. And for a 101-year-old anyway. but, you know, it's one of life's conundrums. What we know is it can't be rationalized or explained away. It can't be settled like a bad debt. It remains and challenges us. And in that challenge, Jesus again, go back to his suffering. He experienced that in the garden. "Father, if it be possible, let this pass me by. Nevertheless, your will be done." And we try to work all that out. And there is, in a sense, an answer, but in another sense, we don't quite understand why. And then on the cross, always confronted, as he said, my God, why have you deserted me, feeling that abandonment that is very human that we can all feel. And yet, in that same moment, he knows that all was well. Because the third book that Cardinal left us was The Mystery of Love. And it was, in a sense, love that held the Lord on the cross, but it was love as come again on Easter Day. Jesus is bringing all that to today. And when we come, which is why he bids us come, as he went to the synagogue, we, as it were, come to the Lord's house. And there is healing when we hear, and there is strength, and there is also the prayer. Remember that it was very early, still dark, when the Lord went out and in prayer. And so often, all the time, not just often, all the time, we bring in prayer those that are sick, those that are suffering, those in trouble or grief or pain or whatever it is. We know when that prayer, and sometimes we feel the Lord's answered prayers, and sometimes we don't, and always remember the teacher that said, when the little lad said, "God doesn't answer prayers," "Yes, he does," he said, "No." We might not understand why he said no, but maybe he has. That's his reason. And that's what Job was to discover. God's ways are not our ways, but we trust in him. And that's why the Lord then went on and said, no, let's go elsewhere. Because what we've got to do when we've been here, when we've had that, and when we've prayed, and when we're sent out, is to go and announce the gospel of the Lord. Because that's why he came. Jesus drew that strength from his prayer. The whole of the Mass is a prayer, but the end of it, he went out to proclaim the good news. That's always the challenge to us every Sunday, every Mass, go and announce that good news.